Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Thank you for being with me. The evening before Jesus was arrested, he taught his apostles. Jesus prepared his apostles for his departure from this earth and return to heaven, to the Father who had sent him. Jesus taught his disciples about the persecution that they would experience. Jesus promised to send them the Holy Spirit as a helper for them. We will read together beginning at John chapter 16, verse 1. These things I have spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go away to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. John chapter 16, verses 1 through 15. Jesus told his apostles, "But now I go away to him who sent me." However, Jesus promised to send his apostles the Helper, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me." John chapter 15, verse 26. Jesus promised the apostles that the Holy Spirit would guide the apostles into all truth. Listen to John chapter 16, verse 13. "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." John chapter 16, verse 13. Yes, the apostles were guided into all truth. This promise was not made to all Christians, but only to the apostles. If we want the truth, we must read what the apostles wrote in the New Testament. Since the apostles were guided into all truth by the Holy Spirit, then that leaves no truth to be revealed later to prophets or popes. We need to read the New Testament that the apostles wrote, God's final revelation to man. Jesus also said that the Holy Spirit would tell the apostles things to come. John chapter 16, 13. The things to come were recorded by the Apostle John in the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. Listen again to what Jesus told the apostles. "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come." John chapter 16, verse 13. Notice that there is the Father, the Son, Jesus the Messiah, and also the Holy Spirit. Three persons in one God, in one Godhead. The three persons are distinct persons, yet they are one. Jesus said, "All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he, the Spirit, will take of mine and declare it to you." John chapter 16, verse 15. The one God is a composite oneness of three persons. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 30, "I and my Father are one." John chapter 10, verse 30. The deity of Messiah Jesus, the Son of God, is certain. Will you believe in him? Jesus told his apostles that evening before he was arrested, "But now I go away to him who sent me." Jesus foretold his own resurrection. He died for our sins on the cross. He was buried. Jesus, Messiah, rose the third day according to the Scriptures. The apostles became eyewitnesses of his resurrection. Jesus appeared to his apostles during 40 days' time, showing himself to his apostles. Then Jesus, Messiah, ascended back to God, the Father in heaven. Yes, Jesus went away to him who had sent him. John chapter 16, verse 5. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to his apostles. Listen to John chapter 16, verse 8. "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." John chapter 16, verse 18. The Holy Spirit was sent to the apostles who preached to people by the Spirit, convicting them of sin because they did not believe in Jesus, Messiah, the Son of God. The Holy Spirit acts as a prosecutor of lost sinners through the word as it is preached to them, convicting them of their sins and guilt in order to turn them from unbelief to faith in Jesus, Messiah, the Son of God. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of righteousness by the preaching of the word of God because Jesus has gone to the Father in heaven. The world condemned Messiah Jesus as a criminal, but God raised him up, proclaiming his righteousness. The resurrection and ascension of Messiah Jesus show that God has vindicated him. Messiah Jesus is now king, ruling and reigning over his kingdom. He now has all power, all authority in heaven and on earth. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Is Jesus the Messiah your king? The Holy Spirit was sent to convict the world by the preaching of the word of judgment because the ruler of this world was judged. Jesus was victorious over Satan. Satan was defeated, condemned, and his power over people was broken by Messiah Jesus. You can be set free from sin, slavery, guilt, and Satan by the offering of Jesus' blood on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. Will you come out of Satan's kingdom of darkness and be translated into the kingdom of Messiah Jesus, the Son of God, who is the light of the world? Will you turn away from sin and turn to righteousness in the Son of God? You can. God wants you to. You can have eternal life, a home in the heavenly New Jerusalem. On the day of judgment, we will stand before the judgment throne of Messiah Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. We will each be judged according to the New Testament, according to the truth that came through Messiah Jesus and his apostles. John chapter 12, verse 48. Will you on the day of judgment be given eternal life or eternal punishment? What shall you receive? That will be determined by what you do now. Will you decide to believe in the Savior Jesus and obey him, to follow him? Will you turn away from sin and turn to Messiah and his righteousness? Will you confess Jesus, Messiah, the Son of God? Will you be baptized, buried in water into Messiah, into his death? Then you will be able to abide in Messiah, living a fruitful life with the Holy Spirit living within you. Now is the time to be born again into the kingdom of God. Listen to John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. And we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The decision is yours. You can be translated into the kingdom of the Son of God. The Colossian Christians had been. Listen to Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. "He, Jesus, has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated O-K. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.